Time for the return of the weekly wrap, where we take a bit of a look at some of the news stories, both big and small, that have been shaping the week. Kirsty, out of the newsroom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
And it's so nice to have... I better turn your correct mic on. Yeah,
I'll try again. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. It is so nice to have the weekly wrap back in action. It's
really
been a little while between.
It's my first time. So.
I know, and I'm very excited to have you on. What are we chatting about?
Well, you know, there was a big week for politics, but we're kind of avoiding that today.
We are avoiding that just for the moment.
Yeah. So basically, it wasn't a huge story this week, but I thought it was quite interesting. The casino giant Crown, well, it's been given the green light to build Australia's tallest building.
Is that where's that going to take place?
In Melbourne.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay.
It's going to be a $1.75 billion project.
That is a huge amount of money. And it isn't it funny way, it's always the casinos that somehow get the building permits for these strange buildings.
Mm.
I'm not going to go further than that. I don't think we need to talk about why that might be. But yeah, I'm always curious about that.
It's going to be a 90-story hotel and apartments development too.
Yikes.
Mm.
That's going to be massive.
Yeah.
It's going to dominate Melbourne skyline. Sorry, Melbourne, you might have to get rid of that ridiculous-looking Ferris wheel you've got.
Could you really live in those apartments? There's quite a tall building on the Gold Coast as well. I think it's 80 stories high.
Could you live there? I don't know.
It's currently the world's tallest, no, Australia's tallest residential property.
Okay, well, we can't have the Gold Coast having that. I mean, it's got to come sort of further further south. Didn't think Melbourne was going to crap it, but okay. All right, fine.
And of course, well, it's going to be huge news today and across the weekend, the heat wave.
There's nothing Sydneysiders love more than talking about weather.
Well, we're getting up to 38 degrees today and up to 44 in the west in Sydney today, which could break records.
Look, it probably will. And I was saying this, Adrian, before, I don't mind the heat, but Sydney doesn't just do heat. Sydney does humidity with its heat, and that's what really slays me every single time.
Yeah, so apparently too. They're thinking of a power surge maybe possibly around 4:30 this afternoon. They're expecting households across New South Wales, to have power cuts and, like their South Australian neighbours, as hot temperatures grip both states.
Because South Australia was what, Wednesday this week?
Yeah, right? Wednesday this week they had 40,000 homes without power.
That's huge.
Because they climbed above 40 degrees Celsius. So they're expecting, maybe some power outages today. But they're also saying, you know, don't panic. We might not, but they're just saying prepare for
just
them anyway.
Prepare for it. Might be rolling brownouts instead. Look, you know, for what it's worth, spare a thought for those of us who don't have bloody aircon draining the power. I've just got two fans directed from different angles at me when I'm at home hoping for the best.
That sounds like my sleeping arrangements at the moment too, Nick.
And look, later on we are going to have a bit of a chat, hopefully, regarding what you can do for your pets, because that's the ones we often forget about.
Yes.
Is what happens to little furry buddies during heat waves. Going to have a chat later on next hour. Sorry, go on. Keep talking.
And,
had a little plug there.
One of the biggest stories this week, very sad actually, the Australian man, Tom Keating, he looks like he'll be staying in Thailand for a month after being formally charged over a jet ski crash which killed his girlfriend. So he's 22, his girlfriend was 20, and this happened on Sunday. He's not going to be spending time behind bars for the collision. Her family, they don't blame him for her death, but yeah, he was blaming sun reflecting off the ocean for not being able to see his girlfriend when they were both on jet skis and they collided. So, she died on the way to hospital. So that's very sad. I actually lived in Phuket as well. So there's a lot of, I found a lot of, every day you'd hear a story about a tourist passing away on the island. So, you know, people... Yeah, I thought that was a really quite sad story this week.
It's really quite sad. And clearly, like, you know, he's going to be heartbroken about it. But he does have to kind of stay there for inquests. It's got to be treated seriously. And there's nothing sort of, you know, it's not going to look great if he's jetting back to Australia as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And not kind of dealing with the full force of law over there. Like you said, there's no suggestion that he's sort of done anything wrong. But he still has to be there for this sort of inquest, by the sounds of it.
And in that country as well, you can get up to 10 years for what has happened. So,
oh, gosh.
But, it doesn't look likely because he has the support of Emily Jane Colley's family. which was, of course, his girlfriend. So, yeah.
Well, fingers crossed on that one. Mm. And, of course, the other two big news stories were Corey Bernardi finally pulling the pin. I mean, he's been threatening that for so long, it's not even funny. Saying goodbye to the Liberal Party. And, you know, we haven't touched on it outside of the sort of the Hours news headlines. Malcolm's spray at Bill Shorten, yes. Which I'm finding odd how much of Australia wants to reward that, when it came across to me as the most privileged thing you can imagine someone saying. A man worth personally $200 million accusing someone else of being a social climber. I'm on my soapbox right here. Pull your bloody head in, Malcolm. I mean, you are the Liberal Party leader. The Liberal Party is the party of the middle class, of the so-called aspirational class. Everyone who voted for you is a social climber, the way you want to term it. How bloody dare you accuse someone as if that's a filthy thing to be?
So are they going on the angle that, you know, he's worked hard for his money?
Apparently, and this is what's amazing, is that poor Malcolm lost it because he gets so many jibes over being a millionaire, it just really broke his heart until he couldn't handle it anymore.
And Barnaby Joyce thought he had the best seat in the house. I quote.
Barnaby. look, thank you so much. I'll let you jump back because I think you're back in here in 9 minutes anyway for news headlines.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you so much.